Welcome to the Raven Podcast with your hosts Michelle Ampillo and Mandy M. Roth, where they'll talk a little about everything and a lot about nothing.
Welcome back to Raven Podcasting. This is Michelle Pillow, and with me is Mandy Roth.
Hello.
It has been quite a while, so we might have to take a second to get back into the groove.
We're sorry about that, too.
We have been tons of just work deadlines and the RWA conference, which we'll talk about a little bit later. Upcoming releases, book promotions, summer.
yes.
Swimming, sun.
I'm actually kind of thankful summer's drawing to an end, and I know that sounds bad.
Oh, me too.
I'm ready for it to be done.
I'm ready for it to be cool. I'm tired of being in, like, 200-degree weather.
Yeah. I vaguely saw summer when we walked out of the hotel at one of the Hyatts. Wow, look at that. It's warm. Wow, okay.
Yeah, I'm kind of convinced that I live, you know, maybe twice as close to the sun as everybody else.
Oh, yeah.
Because it has been just horrible here. And, of course, my air conditioner broke and I was grumpy, so it's probably a good thing we didn't podcast.
Right.
Anyway, welcome back to us.
Yeah. Thank you for everyone still sticking us out. We want to upfront thank all the new listeners because, wow, we are completely impressed and amazed every time we go on and see the stats for who's listening and where you guys are from. You guys are from everywhere, and thank you. So we will, in future podcasts, we'll talk a little bit more about some of the countries we seem to be quite popular in, which is kind of funny to us. We're like, wow.
Actually, I kind of want to bribe you listeners out in Belgium for some of that chocolate.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
we can so be bought.
Oh, yeah, we're easy.
We'll talk about you for 5 hours if you send me chocolate.
Oh, my gosh. No, but we should probably go ahead and launch right into the RWA, which is the Romance Writers of America, with their national conference that was held. Mm-hmm. We left everyone with the knowledge we were going to this, and then we dropped off the face of the earth.
So. Yeah. It was a lot of fun. The conference was in July down in Texas.
Yes.
And
hot.
Yes, and I had my first official, well, kind of official speaking panel where I had to talk about a subject other than my publisher or myself.
Right.
Which was really hard.
Me, all about me.
I mean, because me am my favorite subject.
I thought your favorite subject was me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Apparently only at book signings, because I find myself discussing your books when I'm supposed to be selling mine, which is really bad. I'll be like, did you know Mandy Roth will, you know, like, listen to the Wizard of Oz soundtrack when she wrote Daughter of Darkness? And that came up in a conversation once, and I'm like, you know, I suck at self-promotion.
So I'm going to hire you. You hire me. We're all set.
Woohoo!
Perfect.
My stories aren't that interesting because I live with my stories. I am my story. I like other people's.
Mm.
But no, I had the Virgin panel, Never Underestimate a Lady. I think it went really well. We had a lot of people there.
It did. And who else was on the panel with you?
Ann Turney, who's also a launch author. Our launch books come out October 16th with Virgin Books USA under Random House.
Right.
So Virgin, Ann Turney was on there.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say her book is called Up in Air, but it's not it.
Yeah,
I suck.
I can't remember Ann's title. Oh my gosh.
I even started reading it.
We'll plug Ann's title on next podcast because we definitely did, and we're just having
one of those. Yes, I don't know why I'm drawing a blank right now, but I do know it. I actually started reading it.
She is an amazing woman, too, people. We went to lunch with her, and she's quite the fantastic person. So.
Oh, yeah, Ann's great. And she's so intelligent, and I was just so jealous of her answer she was giving during the panel.
Oh, she was like,
because I'm just like, and really, and she was like first in line, so she got to talk first.
Yeah.
And really, when it got to me, because I was at the end, I was like, can I just take what Ann said?
What she said. Ditto.
Ditto.
Well, then you were also on with Adam from Virgin.
Yes, Adam from Virgin. Now, Adam is so adorable.
Oh, yes. And ladies, we know. We acknowledge he's adorable. You don't have to keep emailing us to tell us how adorable he is.
Yeah, how adorable that Adam from Virgin that we were sitting with in the bar is.
Somebody actually emailed me and said that they had listened to a recording with him on it from last year or the year prior. I don't know. But one of the recorded RWA things. And they were like, and I saw a picture of him this year. And someone had mentioned that you all, you know, had been seen with him. She's like, oh, my God. Can I hire him to just talk to me? I actually avoided answering because I don't know. I don't know if Adam
has. Yeah, what do you say? You could actually start some pretty wicked rumors that way.
Yeah.
If
yeah.
you think he talks nice, guess what? Scratch that. Yeah, I mean, think about it. Do you think that would launch a career if we just started lying about things?
It might launch his career. I don't know if it's
the career he wants.
Yeah. Oh, that poor guy.
Yeah, someday. He is the one who hired us, though. Did we come with the warning label? I can't remember. Or did we just sneak in?
Yeah, we did. We were just like, yeah.
No, seriously. Adam is great.
Yeah.
You know, very intelligent. He does the job of like 20 people.
He does.
Yeah, and still manages to answer my emails. And
right.
No, he's been wonderful to work with. And yes, we know he's adorable. But like Mandy said, you know, well, I don't care. You can email me and say, Mandy, and express your praise for him. And I'll be like, yeah, I know. Adorable. And I got to sit with him.
There's going to be a shrine to him at the next one.
Yeah.
We'll have to, like, light the candles or something. We'll be like, yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, he actually has wrote some books under his name, too.
Yeah.
And that I've looked to buy them, and it's like Banquet of the Damned, mm-hmm. and I cannot find it.
Yeah.
I found a copy for like $500.
Yeah. Well, I was looking with you, yeah, and it was ridiculous.
I mean, and I think that was like one copy, and the way it was set up was even hard to order it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm saying it's pretty, you know.
Well, he's must really... He's something else. I mean, he's so talented in everything that he touches, it seems like. And I don't know. I thought we were driven. He just made us look, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean.
Yeah, but I no, was great. Shamed. Yeah.
Oh, great man to work with.
Yeah, we should probably quit singing his praises now before people think we're on his payroll. Yeah.
Speaking of editors, we did meet. There's an editor that we have seen at every single conference we've been at. And Mandy knows where this story's going. Chris Kiesler from Dorchester. Yeah. We've seen him at every conference,
also
and we've
adorable.
Never actually, yeah. Well, I mean, we didn't get to know him too well, so you know, you can't really.
Oh well, it's
you
know, just a say... superficial adorable. I didn't actually.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I was going for deeper meaning. But no, we see him at every conference, and we just kind of hit us. We're like, you know, I don't think we've ever actually said hi to him or you know, talked to him.
Right.
And so he's coming past, and Mandy snagged him to say hi, but she did it at the worst possible moment.
I didn't think he'd, one, actually stop, and two, talk to us. I mean, that got me there. I thought he'd be like, crazy lady on my arm.
Yeah, okay. Authors, yeah. Quit fawning on me.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and but she did it right after, well, as we were waiting for this, each for our own, ginormous plate of nachos.
She is not kidding. This thing could have fed a small country, and we each got one. We were so hungry.
We were so starved. We hadn't ate for several days, and
oh my God,
you know,
we were hungry.
Well, I mean, barely ate, I should say, but
yeah,
I mean, just like, you know, grab on the run,
right?
And we were starving, and it was like the only thing they had, so we got these giant like tulip nacho plate things. And this is the time Mandy wants to talk to the Dorchester editor.
Well, I mean, I didn't think it stopped.
I didn't either. And it was like. Yeah, and the last thing
really
you want is when you're and the last thing that you want is when you're trying to be professional is to have them come to this giant, this huge plate of food in front of you and like, well, excuse me, why I pig out?
Trust us, there was no possible way we could have played off. We were expecting more people. We were at a 2-person table with,
yeah,
you know, no room for even a drink on that thing when these things showed up. And he's standing there talking to us, and he's so incredibly nice. He was so great.
He was nice, and I actually wanted to continue a conversation with him, just, you know, not for any book reason, just to say hi and, you know, whatever, because he was really friendly. And it just came to one of those, how to artfully get out of the conversation, because
we actually
how embarrassing
sort of
is that? The
you
door
go ahead.
Test...
Go on now, go ahead. We don't want to hold you up. No, really, go. It's okay. No, really.
So, yeah, our goal is going to be to find him at the next conference and just, I don't know, probably tell him the story.
We are the only two idiots that are like, no, really, we're good. Thanks, go.
Well, it's not the kind of first impression you want to make.
Yeah.
And, oh, my, yeah, it's just, and, you know, at the time, too, you're kind of panicked.
Yeah.
So maybe you don't handle it as gracefully as you would. Or, you know, like now we laugh about it. We, you know, we should have just played it off as a joke.
We should have just had him sit down and eat with us.
Yeah, you know, you're there and you're trying to be professional and you're in that professional mode. And it was just like,
Oops.
Run away and regroup.
We tend to do stuff like that a lot.
It's like the one time that day we would eat.
Yeah, yeah. Finally. And can I also, on a side note, say that those were not nearly as good as they looked?
Oh, no, they weren't.
So we actually, we chased Chris away to for have nothing. Crappy food. It was craptacular food. It really
was. It was awful.
You know, cardboard with some sour cream would have been better. Yeah.
So, yeah, well, nothing about against Chris. He's so nice, but...
Yes, yes. So this is our public apology to you for being dumbasses.
Not that he'll ever listen to it, but you know.
Someone will be like... Dude, I heard these two girls podcasting about you. And food. And it was, yeah. And their podcast, it's marked explicit.
There you go. See, more lies to further your career. No, but that was a true story.
Yes, yes. True story.
Yeah, embarrassingly true.
Yes, who else do you meet
there? Well, you know, we actually sat kind of made home on these couches near the bar.
Before we leave the Dorchester thing, we need to also say that we met Erin Galloway.
Yeah.
Who's, I believe Erin is the coordinator, marketing and publicity coordinator for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I may have her job description wrong, and I apologize for that. What a nice woman.
She's going to do, like, an interview with you, too.
Yeah, she's actually already got it all in, and that'll be coming out very soon on her blog, and she'll be talking about what Dorchester does for their authors and for themselves. And she also hooked me up with, I sound so like hip to the jive there. She hooked me up with,
yeah, you know, you're down.
I'm down like that, man. Straight hard.
There you go, homie.
Mandy, don't play that. All right.
All my down friends make fun of me because I sound so, I don't know, when I say things like that. So not down. What's happening, homeboy?
Ouch, that was painful.
Exactly. I do it on purpose just because it makes people kind of look at you like, okay, let's just pat her on the head and back away.
Isn't she cute trying to be all hardcore?
What do you mean? You've seen my bio picture. I am hardcore. And I'm mean looking, too.
A lighter shade of pale. Okay. You know, right now you're thinking, bitch.
No, I'm laughing. I'm thinking, I need to go find a tanning bed. I'm starting to set off a glow.
But big thank you to Erin for hooking me up with a bunch of authors from Dorchester who are going to be doing marketing things with me, so that's great.
Yeah. Tina Treveskis, a bookseller and actually a romance expert.
Tina Fabulous.
Is the one who introduced us to her, and Tina was fabulous. Yeah. I mean, we both met her at the bookseller tea.
Mm-hmm.
And... you know, she got all excited. I was like, Michelle Pillow. I was like, yes, it's me. Someone who knows me. I got all excited when people know who I am.
Yeah.
I'm still kind of in that surreal state. Maybe in like 10, 20 years, it'll go away.
I don't know. I've known you for four. It's still
there. Okay. Well, as a side note, yesterday I went around to booksellers dropping off arcs of my upcoming release Along for the Ride that comes out in October.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going around, and it's so funny because you go to these conferences and Mandy and I will have people at our table and excited to see us. And of course, you know, it does attract, you know, romance buyers and people who are into the genre who come to this.
Right.
But it's so funny because they're excited and they know who we are and they talk about our books and they're looking for certain books to finish their collection and, you know, always a ton of questions. And then here where I live, I go into the bookstores and we're kind of in a more conservative area. And I go in there and it's just kind of like, oh, you write romance books.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's kind of neat.
Huh, really?
Do you have anything published?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's just like, well, do you have, you know, is this your first book coming out? I'm like, it's book number 34 in print.
Yeah.
And I'm not even going to count the ebooks for you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's just funny. And to be fair, we both have only been published since 2004.
Yeah.
And that was in ebooks. Print books came out in 2005. So it's not like we've been on the scene, you know, years and years and years. But
I'm shocked.
It's just so funny, the culture shock of going to people who, like, know you. And then, you know, people are like, I guess that's kind of neat.
Yeah.
It's like, thanks.
Yeah, exactly.
And then they look at my name and they're like, well... you've done a lot of work. You go, girl. I'm like, oh, thanks. Now I'm cool.
Yeah. I had a neighbor who said, I love telling people that I'm neighbors with somebody famous. So I said, I go, who? Because I'm not famous. Tell me, I want to know. Tell me.
I want to go get their autograph.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, but look how good we digress. Like, no one else ever can. Man, we are.
Well,
like,
I didn't think we were going to even try to stay on topic. Yeah. Anyway, Tina Travaskis was great.
Right, yes, she was fabulous.
Oh, and then we actually met Erin on the line to J.C. Burton, one of her book signings that they had, the Publishers Pacific.
Yes.
Book signings, and we got to be JC's bitches.
Yeah, she's signing Surviving Demon Island, and guess what came out? I don't know when this podcast will actually air, but I believe it was August 28th. Whenever you guys listen to this, it was August 28th when Hunting the Demon came out, so second one in the series. Big, you know, woohoo for you, JC. Congratulations,
yeah, that's
great
awesome.
Series. But yes, JC had us be her book bitches.
Right during the signing, and we got fired.
We got fired. I believe she fired us because we suck as book bitches. However, in my defense, I went to
we do work
table.
For free, other authors, if you ever need us.
I went to every table that other authors were signing at, and I got a book signed for her from them. So I was very nice, and she fired me. How do you like that?
I took like a couple pictures for her, and then I went and got books for me at some of the other tables. Yeah.
Oh, I got to meet Sherilyn Kenyon there. That was fun. Yeah. She was very nice.
Oh, there's a lot of amazing authors
there. Yeah, I can't even think of them all. There were just so many. It was like being in a candy store. Ooh,
Can I pet you?
Yeah, they did frown on that, I think. We weren't supposed to pet the authors.
Well, then we met like Kaylin Hughes, who we told to meet us up in the bar, and we were going to pimp her book, Lord Sin, because she had some extra copies to sign. And then we ended up getting, I don't know, delayed some for some reason. I can't remember.
Oh, no, and we actually ran into...
We ran into her as she was, you know, finishing up.
Right. Well,
but I got a copy, so woohoo.
Sarah and Candy from Smart Bitches is what we had. We went upstairs and
Candy is hilarious.
Yeah, they both are really funny. Candy, oh my gosh, she had us in stitches. I loved it when she got up and like reenacted dances and YouTube videos. I was like, oh, no. Go on.
Yeah, well, she started doing that song, What in the Butt or whatever.
Oh my God. I still have never heard that song. I have to listen to it. I don't know.
Oh, I'm sure the Smart Bitches have it linked from their website. I go through their website to occasionally watch the It's Raining Men 300 video. I admit it.
That's a good video.
It's mantastic.
They are so great, though.
That is such an eye candy movie, 300.
Oh, yeah.
I highly recommend it for the eye candy.
Oh, my God, yeah. Hello.
Oh, and then, blog people, we met Jane from Dear Author at the Samhain Breakfast.
Yes.
And
she
seems really nice.
Yes.
I was a little tired because it was morning.
I swear to God, every time we saw her, she was so put together and so just together and
she was really nice she mentioned us on her blog. I was the quiet one. Go figure.
I wasn't.
In my defense.
Okay, that picture, you were elbowing me in the boob in that picture. And it so shows my face in like agony, forever immortalized on Dear Author.
I deny elbowing you in the boob.
Yeah. My boob.
I did not inhale. No, in my defense, though, it was morning and I was tired.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I probably was just staring off into space.
Yeah.
But no, she seemed really nice. And
yeah,
she did. Yeah. We actually met a lot of authors just kind of sit. We had these couches by the bar. And we met a lot of the authors.
Well, you know
just
what? Hold that
there.
Thought. We're going to take a brief break, and we're going to come back and tell you about our couch experience at RWA. Yeah. So just one second. Roth and Michelle Pello. We're here today talking about RWA and a little bit of what we experienced there. And dramatic pause, just because we like
I'm just waiting for the music to go away so I can think straight. Now, we were about to talk about how we lured people to the couches.
Yes, the couches.
I think, definitely, Mandy will set the scene for you.
Okay. Second floor, like a lobby-ish setting, very lounge-like, had a big open bar.
Had a bar.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I was just going to...
So, yeah, she's reiterating that main bar. Okay. And there was a lot of, like, grouped up seating things. So there's, like, a couple couches and every, you know, were set up in stations so people could kind of, you know, gather in different areas. Well, we found one that was sort of like the main walkway area where people had to walk past you. They just didn't get a choice, right?
So we... And the couches were very comfortable.
Oh, they were.
And near the bar.
Yeah, did we mention there was the bar close? Because, yeah. So we, of course, took out permanent residency on the couch. And I believe we may actually have left our name somewhere on it. I'm not sure. We sat down and we decided that we were going to make the most of being there. And damn it, we were going to meet people. And we really didn't give them a whole lot of choice.
Well, you just smile and wave at people and say hi and, you know, ask them who they are.
Yeah,
we met some wonderful people that way.
We did. We met so many
people. We met some interesting people that way
as well. Yes, give a dog a bone.
We won't go into that. But,
Yeah, we're just not even talking about that because it'll be authors behaving badly all on me. Okay.
But, yeah, one of the most exciting people I think that we met was Robin Carr.
I mean, want to be Robin. She is phenomenal. That woman will tell you what is on her mind, and she don't care.
Oh, yeah, she had us cracking up. Just tell it how it is. And
yeah.
I mean, I forced Robin to adopt me.
Yes.
She doesn't know it yet.
Yeah, she's very, I guess, spunky sassy is the best way to put her. And just, I don't know.
Oh.
I had not actually, I'm ashamed to admit, I had not heard of Robin or her books prior to meeting her. And we got to talking with her, and just her personality clicked with us so much that I'm like, we're getting her book. So we came home, Michelle, like, ordered half. I ordered the other half. And then we both ended up ordering everything because she's actually
like,
that good.
Yeah, you got to continue reading. Yeah.
And they're really, you know, okay, this is going to say a lot because I think you all know from having heard me on here and if you read me or anything, I'm not a big contemporary book fan. Robin Wright's contemporary. I was hooked from word one. I read, like, all the way through her trilogies in, like, what, a day and a half?
Yeah.
Then I started, like, cyberstalking her for other books in it, so.
Yeah, we've been haunting the backlist.
And Robin Wright's Virgin River series.
Yeah,
and,
the Virgin River trilogy.
Is it Grace River? No, I don't know. The other one.
The other one is, I got also Just Over the Mountain from her.
Yeah.
Runaway Mistress is the one I'm about to read next.
Yeah.
I don't read as fast as Mandy does. Mandy devours books.
I think I'm like genetically altered to be some sort of super reader. I don't
know. You are.
That's my version of superhero power.
And me, I just kind of do the leisure read. I want to get into the book and I want to savor and I don't want it to get over too quickly.
Yeah.
And I'll get into a book, and it's not that I don't want to devour it. It's just I pace myself slow because I don't want it to be over too quickly when it's a good book.
Yeah.
Because I always have that moment of, oh, that was great, but I want more at the end. So yeah. I try
and
to
that woman
draw
can
it out.
Pen a book, I'll tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, her heroes are something else, man. They're definitely the guy you'd want in your bed with you and the guy you'd want at your side.
I just want the guy who cooks.
Yeah. Preacher. Yeah.
You start talking food to me and I'm, you know, woo.
Talk dirty to me, baby. Yeah, no, but we
chicken
did.
Parmesan.
So we met Robin, and she has graciously, you know, done interviews with us and, you know, all kinds of stuff now. So that was such a fabulous person to meet. And we also met, help me out here.
We met Kelly St. John.
That's true.
We didn't meet her on the couches. We met her at her conference, and I had talked to Kelly before. And I actually just got done reading Good Girls Don't from her wonderful book.
Yeah.
Great side characters in there. And I'm just like, I want this, you know, this person... You know, the side character I don't think is going to get her own book, but she does appear in other books.
Right.
And Kelly actually graciously sent me a bunch of her signed books to give away on contests on the Raven blog and on, you know, author blogs.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, hang out there and you'll probably get, you know, you won't probably, but depending on how many people enter, you'll have a chance to win. Legal stuff.
You know, we should just say that many will enter, few will win.
Well, that's why he said blah, 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 legal stuff. That covers me, right?
Okay, well, who else did we meet?
Our lawyer is cringing right now.
Yeah, our lawyer, he actually runs. He sees the phone ringing, and I'm positive he goes in the other direction. Okay, couch. Who else did we suck into our little world on the couch?
Oh, there was so many people.
There were
it's
a
so
lot
hard
of
to
agents
kind of...
we pulled in and talked to.
Yeah. I don't know. Mandy talked to somebody about shoe shopping for a really long time.
Yeah, there was an agent, and I can't remember her name, but yeah, we talked shoes and purses for a while.
And I contemplated my pedicure.
Which we both got. We looked very nice, thank you. We looked beautiful and gorgeous and pretty in our long fingernails that we had to pry off our hands after we got home.
Oh, I met the ladies from Romance Novel TV, Marissa and Maria. So nice.
Yeah.
Really nice. Mm-hmm. And there were some more people from there, and I'm going to be horrible and not remember names.
Yeah. But, you know.
It is kind of overwhelming, especially your first year. Not only are you trying to figure out what you should be doing and where you should be, and I don't think we ever made it to the Pan Lounge.
No, we didn't. We didn't. We should probably mention another person that we, you know, still have contact with a lot, and I don't know, it was that luck meeting, is Aaron McCarthy.
Oh, yeah.
We, it started off, I was actually at the airport waiting for my flight out, and I recognized her from another conference, I think a Lori Foster gathering in Cincinnati a couple years prior, and I'm like, Erin? And she's looking at me like, I don't know who the hell you are. God love her for still talking to me. Anyways, you know, I introduced myself, and we got to talking, and then she, you know, she's the one who's, you know, remembered Lori Foster thing, and we, you know, talked a little, got off the plane, talked some more, and it ended up being where, you know, a lot of things were going on with the hotel and this and that, and she was able to finally be at the right hotel the whole time she was there. You know, they had been overbooked in that prior, and she ended up in the room next door to Michelle and I. Poor Erin. And we got to meet her, and I got to go knock on her door at like 6 a.m. when we had to fly out, and I, you know, wake her up, and she's not a morning person, so she was like, slam door. And then I stuck a piece of paper under her door with my cell phone number on it. And later she was like, I saw it come under too. And I was like, oh my God, she didn't. But no, she's really great. And she was nominated for Rita and all that good stuff. And writes a lot of contemporaries, some paranormals now. And she's got an Immortal series, some Darkness series coming up. I don't remember the title of it, but I am going to get it. It's in my pre-order basket.
By next podcast, we'll have some notes written down.
Yeah.
So we don't have to like think of things off the fly.
I did read You Don't Know Jack by her. What a great book. Really funny book, too. I mean, and she's kind of like raw in her funniest, too. It's not like, you know, like, I don't know, it's not fluffy bunny happy. It's like real and funny. Just, it was a welcome relief, so that was a lot of fun. But yeah. So I think that's it. Oh, and Erin also convinced me to join her RWA chapter, so that was very nice of her. I thank her for that, because hi everyone from that chapter. You guys are great.
So, you know, and all of the, just the quick recap we did before the podcast of RWA, trying to get our minds jogged, There's one event that I should probably remember that I forgot.
Yes?
My birthday party.
Oh, dude, sorry, I forgot.
I forgot all about it, too. You know, and you're talking, and I was like, because we were talking about the bar, and I just thought, I'm like, what is that night I drank all those margaritas? And I was like, I was getting them bought for me at my birthday.
Yeah. We went to Medieval Times together, and we actually took a group with us, and we'll go ahead and, it was Anne-Marie McKenna, Beth Williamson, Donna Grant, J.C. Clark, Michelle, and myself.
So, just a group of authors.
Yeah, we went, and we decided we were going to, you know, celebrate her birthday at Medieval Times, because we really all wanted to go. And we get there, and I had never been to anything like that before.
It was my first time there, too.
Yeah, and it was definitely a unique experience. And, you know, next time...
She says unique, but to me it sounds like she said icky.
Oh, you because had to she eat had with to eat... your fingers!
And if everybody would just know the type of germaphobe Mandy was.
Okay, and we had the cutest waiter, though. I think you'll all admit he was absolutely adorable. And he, I guess, overheard Michelle picking on me about... She's like, how are you doing? You're not doing well, are you? You're not dealing with it. And then he sort of overheard, and he came back with this manga stack of napkins. And I was like, bless you, my child. You are now my favorite man ever.
He got a really big tip from Mandy for that one, I'm sure.
He did. So
I thought it was very entertaining.
It was, you know, very entertaining.
They had, like, the storyline and the horses.
A lot of hair
and...
flickage, though. I'm going to say that up front right
Yeah,
now.
The actors did flick their hair a lot. Funny, but you know what? Yeah. Maybe that's what they did in the medieval period. Yeah. I haven't ran across it in my research, but you never know.
We had the white and black knight who, he was all right. I mean, he was really good, but we wanted
He seemed mad if we didn't cheer.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, I'm trying to eat some chicken with my fingers.
Mr. Moody Knight. We wanted the blue knight. At least I did, personally. I don't give a crap what anyone else wanted. I was envisioning him in ways I shouldn't have been.
I thought you were going to go after the king.
Oh my god, the Dark Knight. Oh my god, he was perfect.
Yeah, see, I automatically like the evil one.
Yeah, me too.
It doesn't matter what he looks like. He's like, evil knight? Hey, that's mine.
Yeah.
He looks like he could be fun.
And I felt really bad for our waiter when they make them go out for a little bit of it and carry like a little flag thing. And I'm just like, dude's up here having to serve us drinks. And then they got him running around in sand with a flag. I hope he's getting paid well, because seriously, that was something else.
Yeah, but it was really entertaining. I'm glad we went.
Yeah, it was.
And they also had the medieval torture dungeon thing.
Yeah.
Which I took pictures of everything.
Yes,
hey,
it was
it's the
it was
medieval
really
torture dungeon.
Yeah.
No, that was really interesting. Some of the torture devices they used to use, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I would love to have some of those things to hang around my office. It was just, they're great to look at. They're definitely works of art now, more so than they are, like, you know, functional torture devices.
I don't know, because when I get that call from the police going, you know, she said you'd come and get her. Like, Mandy who?
Yeah.
Never heard of her. Her name's on my book. Well,
she
that's not right.
She had a ball rack. Do we even want to know what that is?
How would you explain that to the jury? They had her in a. She had him in a ball rack when we found her.
I would just stand up. Hello, my name is Mandy Ra. I write fiction. I'd be like, oh. Yeah, it would be a definite, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh. Oh. There we go. You guys like our sound effects? Yeah, we worked hard on those.
Someday we'll have them on cue, too.
My right-click play capabilities are not up to par yet. We just started again, okay? I'm going to snort any right now. Okay. Breathe.
Yes, no, that was a lot of fun. Michelle did drink a little too many margaritas, but in my defense, I turned 30.
Yes.
You know, and everyone says how horrible 30 is.
Yes.
I actually forgot it, my birthday, when it was the actual day of my birthday.
Right.
Until Chrissy, our Samhain publisher, felt the need to announce it before my plane flight.
Oh, yes, in the lobby of the hotel, she yells out,
Michelle turned 30? I'm like, wow, I did. Dang.
And I turn around like, oh, shit.
Actually, I think our editor, Angie, was the first one to remember it.
Right.
I was like, hey, it is my birthday.
And we should probably say happy birthday to you, Angie, because this is coming out and it's right about the time of your birthday now. So happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Angie. Yeah. So, yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was. And, yeah, I don't know. We had a lot of fun, and I'm glad to be home, though, because that was kind of a long time to be away from everything and then get back in the swing of it, so. And I would happily room with you again. I was thinking that's not going to work. I was convinced I snore because my husband has told me, you snore. And he snores really bad, so I never really thought he might just be screwing with me. So I get out there and I'm like, Michelle, I'm so sorry ahead of time. I'm going to keep you up all night. I'm going to snore all night long. I'm going to have you. And she's like, don't worry about it. You know, I'm used to my husband, blah, blah, blah. So I keep waking myself up and then, of course, waking her up to apologize for the snores that weren't happening. Poor Michelle. She got, I don't know how many times. I'm so sorry.
And I was like, you're not snoring. You're not snoring. You're not.
Yeah, so poor Michelle. And then she also had to deal with me when I was hugging someone there because I'm very huggy. I'm Italian. And I apparently was allergic to their either body lotion or perfume or something that they had on. And I did not know. And thankfully, this is the last day because, oh my, this could have been ugly. And I was beginning to break out in a hive rash in my armpits and in other areas everywhere by the time I was home. So Michelle had, you know, deal with me with that. So.
Well, deal through the phone.
Yeah.
I mean the submarine.
Yeah. Oh my god, I am so happy you finally bought some new phones. People, this woman, her phones were so bad. Like 15 minutes in the conversation. Boop.
Boop. It was like this buzzing, faint submarine sound in the background. And the thing is, it only started doing it like this last week or so.
Really? Because, no, you have to up that a little. couple weeks. She only started entertaining getting
I
ones.
I said or so.
She was like, yeah, I got it on my list. Yeah, I got it on my list. And I'm like, I'm gonna send.
I went and bought new phones last night. They're charging right now.
We have a mission tonight, which is to call each other and talk them to death, just to see how long they'll last.
How long it takes us to kill one
we
phone?
We need to be beta testers for these things, I tell you. Yeah. So that's about it. I mean, she has sub phones.
Yeah.
I had weird rashes, and ooh, I'm gonna put that in the little like title description for the podcast, and people are gonna be like, ew.
Yeah. Rashes and rashes and nachos.
We wanted to do a little bit something different. We start trying to do it on a regular basis, but we, you know, have major suckage when it comes to getting on here and doing this. We wanted to give you a little bit of like odd trivia facts, so and so from history or from current events, and I think Michelle's going to kick us off with that this time. So.
Yeah, well, I've got a kind of a history one too. For those of you who follow me at all or whatever knows that I'd originally gone to college to become a historian, mm-hmm. and I love all things history. I mean, historical romance was what the only thing I was going to write until I discovered there were other genres out there. Yeah, a little slow on the uptake.
Funny how she does futuristics now.
Yeah. But they're kind of, everything I do, all the futuristics kind of have a historical feel or base to them, or, you know, influence anyway. But I have this book that's called An Underground Education by Richard Zacks. Mm-hmm. And it's basically just kind of a outrageous things throughout history that, you know, you don't learn about in school. Mm-hmm. And I was reading this the other day, and this is kind of what, you know, Mandy and I were talking about, you know, like, you know, these are funny, like, historical facts. It's called The Toilet Training of the Human Race. Is what the segment's called. And I'm...
Hey, my on time there is getting so
much. Yeah. I'll just read like this quick little like paragraph from there because it's hilarious.
Yeah. We should put a disclaimer of you might be grossed out. Okay, there you go.
Yeah. Prior to the widespread use of the flush toilet in the very late 1800s is when this is talking about. Okay. To gain the king's ear during the Renaissance in France, you sometimes had to smell the king's ass, literally. On enema day, King Louis XIV would hold court for hours, surrounded by princes and ministers, and it was a high honor to attend. And reaching the room was an odoriferous adventure in itself.
I'm sorry, but all I got out of that was bending the king's ass.
No, you had to smell the king's ass, literally.
You know, I wonder if that's where brown nosing came from.
You know, later on in the article, they do talk about, I think, that somewhere. But, No, I just thought that was funny. And then in ancient Greece, at dinner parties where the most brilliant men like Plato, Aristotle, Socrates, all those guys, would philosophize.
Yes.
Guests regularly lifted their tunic and filled a chamber pot at the table. So they're just, you know, here they are eating.
Yeah.
And they got to go.
Yeah. So what you're saying
the conversation doesn't die.
Modern day equivalent of that would be a frat party, correct?
Exactly.
There you go.
Well, you know, fraternities are based in Greek.
Well, there's probably some reason for that now, we know.
The ancient Greeks are to blame for frat parties. At least they got rid of vomitoriums. Oh, wait, no, they haven't even...
liquid in the middle of the table.
Yeah, see, whereas, yeah, it's kind of, you know, not as fancy as it was, because, you know, the Greeks, they had their own vomitoriums.
Yes, yes.
So they could continue eating.
Yes.
The frat boys, they just kind of have that vase in the corner that has the dead fern, you know?
Yeah, exactly. The chapter room's funky odor begins to
The frats
to
aren't as classy as the Greece, was, you know, Greece was.
Yeah.
Chamber pot.
Yeah.
What's ever handy, you know? Little difference. All based in history.
Yes. So, yes, we'd like to not gross you out every time like this time, but do little things like this. So if you guys have any interesting tidbits or quirks or something from history or today that, you know, isn't common knowledge, email us and let us know, because we'd love you know, pay kudos to
we'll
you.
We'll share it with everyone.
Yeah.
And we'll give you a shout out, so let us know how you want to be, you know, called.
Definitely.
In our podcast. We don't, like, you know, give your name, address, social security number.
Oh, man. Damn it. We're going to have to delete that later.
Oh, that's for us. If this writing thing doesn't pan out. Now, another thing that we were talking about doing is the Bitch Slap Awards.
Yes, yes.
Sound effect? No. And basically, this is for things like, oh, this one I think has happened actually a couple times, but you'll often hear the stories about how the criminal tried to rip off an ATM machine by tying it to their car bumper or their truck bumper and taking off, and the bumper falls off, and they keep going.
Yeah. And the license plate is
it's still there, you know, attached to the chain, attached to the ATM.
Yeah.
Or that guy in Canada.
That's a criminal mastermind there.
You know, or the idiot in Canada who was trying to collect money on some drug thing and went to the wrong person's house. Yeah. You know, just things like that.
Yeah. Yeah, if you have anything like that, definitely email us because we get a kick out of it too. I mean, you know,
we should probably say we can't take stuff that isn't public knowledge, you know,
and
slam people. But yeah, we'll give out an annual bitch slap award.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So yeah, send in your nominees.
Because if there's anything we are, it's bitches who can slap. So hey, I'll wear that with pride, man. Okay.
But yes, no, I guess we should talk a little bit about what we
actually
have going on.
We are wrapping up this one, and we're out of time.
Mandy's getting out of talking about her books.
I know. We are out of time this time.
Yeah, you're so slick. Oh, look at that. We got to go.
Look at that. Would you look at the time?
I'll let you get away with it this time, Mandy.
We'll talk about Mimi, all about us, next one.
Next one.
Thanks for joining us here.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.